This is Mark McKenzie at Edinburgh Castle Esplanade for a parade down the Royal Mile that will mark the start of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations in Scotland.
My name's Pipe Sergeant Stuart Gillis from the 2nd Battalion Royal Regiment of Scotland. Today we've got the very privileged honour of being involved in the first parade of the Queen's Jubilee in Scotland, and we're marching along with the Royal British Legion, the Navy, and obviously the 2nd Battalion and the military band of the Royal Regiments of Scotland down the Royal Mile to arrive at the bottom at Holyrood Palace to meet His Royal Highness Prince of Wales. And then we're going to go into the palace itself and form a little parade there, and basically it's a very big welcome from him to Scotland.
And what will you be playing?
The pipe band themselves, we'll be playing a mixture of tunes of the Green Hills, the battles over, the Green Hills of Tyrone, the Atholl Highlanders, Glendaroe Highlanders, Scotland the Brave and Highland Laddie.
And how does it feel? Because I'm sure with two Scots that you've been down the Royal Mile before. How special is it?
Oh, it definitely is special. I've been down the Royal Mile many a times, especially piping, but to do it in this mass with the Royal British Legion being there and knowing that His Royal Highness is at the very bottom waiting on our arrival, it's definitely very special.
My name is Tom Anderson. I serve with the Royal Artillery, and I'm a member of Lonehead Royal British Legion branch, and we're here today to help out the parade for the Jubilee for Her Majesty the Queen.
Tom, how important is it for you that you're here today and you're involved in this?
The importance of it being today is that it gives you the pride back again, and the fact is that you're meeting comrades that you had in the past and now another parade, etc., and then seeing all these young boys that's coming along, and obviously you know what they've been doing in the past, defending the country one way or another, you know, and the loss that this country's had to bear.
And the Royal Mile, it's always a unique setting, isn't it?
It's a fantastic setting, and not only that, we're going to have Prince Charles today as well, too, taking salutes.
St Alan, I'm originally from Inverness. To put the actual Scots Guards in the public eye up here in Edinburgh is very important, to get the red tunic shown, because we don't get a lot of opportunity to come up this neck of the woods, I'm afraid. We've done a Royal Week 2007, so I was here for 2 weeks, doing all the duties in Holyrood Palace plus the castle as well, so I've done it before, yes.
So you remember that cacophony of sound that you get about halfway down?
Yes, and all the cobbles and all that, and especially with the drill boots with all the studs, it's rather tricky.
But also one of those moments where the hairs stand up on the back of your neck as well, is that fair?
Oh yeah, as soon as any of the pipes kick in, that's when the hairs definitely stand up on the back of the neck.
Well, we've made our way down the Royal Mile and we're now outside the Palace of Holyrood House.
Captain Simon Ramsey, I am the signals officer for the Scots Guards.
Simon, we've just watched the guys parade down the Royal Mile. Great sense of pride.
A great sense of pride, and in fact it's a great opportunity to be out with the public again. And we get these opportunities very few between, so it's nice as the battalion to be represented in Edinburgh.
Especially with the Scots Guards not getting to Scotland, let alone Edinburgh, very often.
Well, it's hard being based in Castrick to find time to come up to do these parades. But given the opportunity, we'll bite the hand off and make our way straight up to Edinburgh to take part in an event like today.
You can see the chests well and truly being puffed out, can you?
And they were. There's a huge sense of pride. Every man, every rank was looking very smart today and very proud to represent their battalion.